Radio.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so once again, we put a picture of Bob up on social media, and it's like Jesus Christ himself is walking on water. I can't, like, I literally can't get over it. Like, I think I'm going to post something on Friday that's just like you farting. And I bet people go like, oh my God, that is so great. Bob's the best. He's the best farter around. Like, Bob shaved his beard. Ooh. I mean, it's, oh, baby face. And oh, where's the beard? And oh, he's so cute. And oh, yeah. I could vomit. Oh.
Are you jealous?
No.
Well, it's just a thing.
People just love you.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's just a thing.
I love them.
I know. Good for you, Bob.
All right. What's been going on with you? I have not spent a lot of time with you.
You know, I don't even know where to begin. Okay, first, my mother's birthday is coming up. It's a big birthday for her. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Easter is coming up. I have all the baskets are ready. You got to understand, it's not just like the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, I make a basket for Bob. I make one for my mom and dad. I make one for both girls. And then, like, Katie's not going to be with us for Easter. So she's going to spend it with her boyfriend. So I made him a little basket, mm-hmm. and I had to ship it to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on and on and on. So there's baskets galore all over our house. And
oh, I got a question.
And I bought my basket to me. That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Listen.
What?
When you get the FedEx or whoever to come to a house mm-hmm. and pick it up, does it cost you more?
Yeah.
How much more?
$11.
For them to come to the house,
and they were already in the neighborhood,
versus taking it to oh my God.
Yeah. $11. And then, you know, the price of the package.
Yeah. But oh wow, that's not good.
Yeah. So it's funny that you say that, because I mean I had to have them pick it up, because, you know, I mean, we're careful. Okay, first of all, we're careful with isolation. We've been vaccinated, but we're not like full power yet. Like, it's 4 weeks before you're at the full power mm-hmm. with a vaccine, right? So we still have a few weeks to go. And we're basically quarantining because we have one of our daughters, our oldest daughter, Haley, is coming home for Easter. And so we're really not, we're isolating, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only time I go out is to get a curbside grocery pickup or to take Rosie out for a walk.
But $11?
So I had to order it. Yeah. So it's $11 for them to pick it up on the porch. But no. I snuck in two others because I had been ordering, you know, I've been looking for an outfit to wear for that. I'm emceeing an awards show and with my friend Steven. So I've ordered, I don't even want to know what the final price tag was, but like, I bought a few things from this store and a few things from that. I must have bought 10 different outfits. Found one. Mm-hmm. Actually, I lied. There were two that I liked. May have accidentally on purpose kept them both, even though I just need the one outfit. But so then I had to ship it all back, and it's all like the prepaid, mm-hmm. you know, sticker, yeah. and it's UPS. So I like left that out for him. And I was at the door when he arrived, because Rosie always lets us know when a delivery guy is there. And I'm like, can you take those two? And I didn't feel bad at all, because I paid $11 for him to come and pick up that damn box.
Yeah.
So I did not feel bad at all. But coincidentally, I have two other returns that are through USPS, United States Postal Service / FedEx. Mm-hmm. And all I had to do was put a request into the United States Postal Service to please come pick it up. And they're getting it on the porch tomorrow. No fee.
Okay. That makes sense. But
it's going to be like they're in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure.
When she is dropping off the mail at the community mailbox, you know, they'll also swing around here and pick up my packages.
Listen to this. Why does it make any sense to have a community mailbox? So,
well, let me just say this. We live in an old people community, okay? There's a good many neighbors that are just really good people, and I really like them. And I've only had an opportunity to meet but so many because, you know, mm-hmm. we were only here a short while before the pandemic hit and we were all like isolating. But I love the lady across the street. In fact, we stand on each other, our own driveways, and like scream across the street to each other. And she is the sweetest lady. But Bob and I are among the youngest people in this neighborhood because it's a 55 or better community. We haven't even hit the 55 mark. And so there's a lot of older people. This is just a Lou theory. This has no weight or bearing or all right. factual all right. integrity at all.
I want to hear it.
But I feel like with older people, there's less chance of them mowing down the mailboxes because they're perhaps bad drivers or can't see over the steering wheel. And they don't hit the mailbox then if you don't. No, it's actually, our friend Bob the mailman actually is really big into putting up these community mailboxes. And it's just like the thing to do now. I think it's aesthetically pleasing. And with so many new communities going up, it takes so long for a mail carrier to go mailbox to mailbox. It's so much easier for them to just,
oh, it's hard.
I'm just going to one place and dropping off the whole community's mail. That's so much easier than have to go mailbox to mailbox to mailbox.
If you ever have to know, the mailbox carrier is a she.
Our lady?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she was in our old neighborhood too, and I loved her. So, I used to leave her Christmas presents in the mailbox.
They stay so long at the community mailbox. She was there about an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, Bob, there's probably 250 mailboxes that she's got to do. And then packages. I mean, she wants to get it right. There's only been a mess up of our mail a couple of times. I mean, I don't get my AT&T anymore, but whatevs.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean.
Yeah, whatever. I stop every.
I mean, God bless their heart that they. I mean, we were still getting Christmas cards in March. Yeah. I mean, God bless their hearts. It was just a lot. Oh, good news. The Krispy Kreme, did you hear about what they're going to do for people?
No.
Okay. So Krispy Kreme is offering free donuts to people who are vaccinated for the rest of this year. You have to show your vaccination card and you'll get a free glazed donut.
Oh, man. Oh.
I'm like, by the way, Staples will laminate your vaccination card for you because we have to keep those things on us. When we got our shots, they did say, take a picture of it. But we're going to have to use that for proof a lot, I suspect, yeah. in the coming months. Yeah. Because, you know, they're saying that you may not be able to get on a plane without it. Mm-hmm. Although they're coming up with some kind of special thing to show that you've been vaccinated before you get on a plane. There are certain companies that will require you to be vaccinated. And so you're going to have to show that. Mm-hmm. And then, so Staples will laminate your vaccine card for free.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought that was a really nice thing that they're doing.
I want a donut now. Oh.
Oh, Bob, I want a donut so bad. Let's go to Krispy Kreme. I can't even tell you.
Let's go.
We can't. We're quarantining until Haley gets here. You know what? That's what we should do Easter Sunday. We should go out and get some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody talks about duck donuts and how good they are.
No. Krispy Kreme is always.
And Dunkin'. Dunkin's really good too.
No.
People love the Dunkin' Donut coffee and I I pass. That's a hard pass for me. Okay. Also, I wanted to tell you, I was just a tad bit pissed about this, Bob, because everyone gets to see the damn Aurora Borealis.
What's that?
You know, the green lights in the sky that I've like wanted to go see my entire life.
Okay.
So there was an Aurora Borealis in Lake Wissota, Wisconsin, and it was beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. And it's like, I keep missing it. So we were in Cape Cod a couple of three, four summers ago with the girls, and there was a rare sighting of the Aurora Borealis. And I was so excited. And so we went outside. I had like a little glass of wine. We were outside in a little courtyard at our hotel, and nothing. Yeah. I waited. I'm like, where are they? Where are the damn lights?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah.
So, so I'm going to have to go to like Greenland. Actually, they say you can see it pretty regularly, like Seattle.
Yeah. I'm not really. Well, that's good for you. I don't care about that.
That is on my the Northern Lights are on my bucket list for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I want to see the Northern Lights, and I don't want to see them looking down, like when I'm in heaven one day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it that way. I want to look up and see it. So, okay. Also, I have so much I want to share with you. So there is still such hubbub about this Harry and Meghan conversation. In fact, they're doing it's not Lifetime. It's another one, like the biography or something. They're doing a, like Harry and Meghan. Mm-hmm. And everybody's talking about how she was like, terrible to work with, like she was a diva, like she didn't know what she was getting into. Now there's a whole thing with, you know, because Piers Morgan left his show Good Morning Great Britain or whatever the hell it was, and then Sharon Osbourne was sticking up for him, and now she's off the talk. It's just, they have stirred the pot so much. So God love them. You know, they're making money hand over fist because of, you know, deals and endorsements, and their name is so big. And so now Prince Harry is got a new job. He is the chief impact officer at Better Up, which is apparently I kind of missed it, but it's a company that they're working on people's better health and mental health.
Okay.
And
why is he qualified?
Well, I don't know. He met the guy. He's considered an executive, so they didn't tell us what his salary will be, but he will be receiving what an executive receives. Mm. But thank God he's got a 9-to-5 now. God love him.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I saw that whole thing with Oprah. I didn't like the woman. Listen, this is okay. I think everybody is an American. That's it. Just American. Everybody.
Well, Prince Harry's not American.
Okay. But I'm saying
he would be British.
The woman,
Meghan Markle,
is American.
Correct.
So I don't think everybody is like, okay, you're black, you're white, you're Asian, whatever. You're American.
No, she is American. And I think that's what was so hard for her is, or hard for everybody, is that, you know, I think she was always looked at as an American, you know, in Great Britain. She was an American who married the prince.
Okay. There's no reason for the black to come up. There's no reason.
Well, she didn't bring it up. They said that somebody in the royal family brought it up.
She talked about it.
That's not, That is the least of my concerns for them.
I'm saying for me, it is like, everybody just come on. Everybody, you're just an American. There's not black, white, Asian, whatever. You're just an American. If you live in this country, this great country, you're just an American.
Well, I liked her on that show that she did, Suits. And she was also in a Hallmark movie. Anyway, I understand what you're saying. So one of the other things that came up in the Oprah interview was the fact that Harry and Meghan said, we actually got married 3 days before the ceremony.
Yeah, we did.
Privately.
We're thinking we're going to do it.
We thought we would, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Well, it came out that that was actually not true. They did not get married 3 days before. Mm-hmm. Or if they did, they just did it for fun. Mm-hmm. They thought they did, because apparently that's not how the rules go with the Archbishop of Canterbury, that you have to have witnesses, and there was no way that it could have been.
Yeah, they probably went to Disney World.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is, Bob. They went to Disney. Oh my God, you're just crazy. Anyway, I saw this thing the other day, and I thought Bob Dumas would have loved this as a young dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Katie Couric has that like email blast that she sends every day with like news articles in it. And there is a, there was a top 10 things that are like the top 10 latest and greatest things for new parents, right? For your baby. So one of them is, in fact, it was number 4 on the list, the dad hoodie. And so it is literally a hoodie, a zip up hoodie that opens up, and it's got a ton of pockets inside, and it holds like the diapers, the wipes, the like bottle, a little toy. And I'm like, Bob would have loved that. We did that. Like there was my diaper bag, like that was enormous. And then, although I had several for different, like if, depending on what shoes I was wearing. And then Bob had a really cool looking backpack, like a dad backpack, but it was really a diaper bag backpack that he would take when he had the girls with him.
Yeah.
But this is a very cool thing.
Yeah, not in the summer.
Not in the summer, no, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, you were very good about, I mean, I always had to keep your little diaper bag filled with diapers and wipes and all that, but you were really good about taking your little, it, always with the car seats and the,
yeah,
and the diaper bags and the, just so much.
I remember this one time, our oldest daughter, Haley, I had gotten pulled over because of some little violation. I don't know, but I was already talked to the cop. I'm sitting in the car waiting, and she goes, Daddy? I said, yeah. There's a policeman behind us. I said, no kidding. And she said, did you do something bad? I said, I will probably get a speeding ticket or something like that.
It was just the beginning.
Is mommy going to be mad at you? I said,
well, it's Tuesday. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Daddy, there's a policeman behind us. I'm like, we were parked. And she said that. So funny.
There was, you know, it was never a dull moment when Bob was around. Just never a dull moment.
Yeah.
It's always, always interesting. Well, I mean, we won't get into all that now, but I was reading that your boy Donald Trump will be, this was on Media Buzz. I saw this on Twitter. President Trump will be returning to social media in 2 or 3 months with his own platform that will completely redefine the game and attract tens of millions of new users.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
No, but I think, I don't think Donald Trump made the best decisions day to day, but he made some really good decisions. You know, like the borders. Oh my God, all these kids that are, I mean, they had the Border Patrol had to stop many of them from coming because we have so many that we have to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was every single day, hundreds and thousands just walking across. And I was like, what is going on? I found out later that Mr. Biden had written everything that Donald Trump did.
I saw that on ABC News this morning. Yeah.
Mr. Biden turned it off.
Well, he had executive orders and he...
Yeah.
He switched a lot of things.
Yeah.
We're getting way too political, Bob.
No,
it's best when we talk about Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it. I mean, what are we going to do with the kids? Really?
Well, they're figuring it out.
Yeah. I mean, somebody better figure it out quick.
They're figuring it out. I didn't see like the whole story this evening, but I saw it in the, you know, in the morning and it was... Anyways,
pretty shocking.
I don't like talking about political stuff.
I'm not, it's just day to day people talk.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Here's day to day people talk. Does this not sound like something that would happen to Bob Dumas? A Tennessee man lost his $1 million lottery ticket. He lost it.
Mm-hmm.
He had it, found out he won $1 million. Told his like friends, family, so excited. He was running some errands, looks in his pocket, it's gone.
Mm.
I mean, what do you do at that point? So he was like, oh crap. So he retraced his steps.
Did he find it?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
Oh.
And it had fallen out of his coat pocket. And he said there had to have been a ton of people that walked right over it or even, you know, drove their car right over it. Yeah. And nobody thought to pick it up thinking that maybe it could be a winning lottery ticket.
Yeah, man.
It just sounds like the thing that would happen to me.
Yeah. My thing. Yeah.
I wish I could. Okay. So I want to see the Northern Lights and I really want to win the lottery. Like, is that asking that much on my bucket list? I mean, really?
Listen, I'm not telling. Okay. I don't want to win a small lottery.
Right. Scratch off. No. I don't. Mm-mm.
So I want to win an enormous amount.
Right.
And what I'll do with this amount of money, say it's, I don't know.
Call it $10
million. $10
million. $10 million.
I would give first... money to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would buy Lou a townhouse or down at the, not a townhouse, but a house down townhouse. At the beach.
Better be more than just a townhouse. Better be on the ocean.
And the last thing I would buy is a house in Wyoming.
There you go.
And I probably won't have much left, but I will save whatever I have left and, you know, talk to my
financial guy.
Yeah. And just live comfortably.
Isn't it funny how many, you know, they have to the point where they have a show about it now.
Yeah.
About these lottery winners who just like blow their money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think there's no sense in hanging on to it because
Remember that girl at the waitress in Schitt's Creek, TV show, how she won like $45 million and she was just happy working as a waitress. So that's what she did. And eventually she went ahead and bought the place. But
so I don't really want for much. I'm not a passionate guy for spending money.
Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
Hey, I got, what do I want? I got my Dodge Charger. I have many Legos.
A Harley. You used to have boats.
Well, I used to, but I'm comfortable now.
Right.
So if I go to Wyoming and have, I want to go to my front door, open the door, sit down with a cup of coffee in my hand, and
rock back and forth
and see the sunrise come up over the mountains. That's all I need.
Yeah.
All I need.
You just need a couple of rockers from the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. And how much?
We'll buy them for $100.
Yeah.
And we can even buy you one of those big checker sets. You could play checkers,
I don't want
drink coffee, and watch the sunrise.
Yeah. Every day. Every single day. Yeah.
And I'll call you from my place at the beach.
How you doing?
I'm good. Are we still married? Okay, good. There you go.
I ain't never leaving you, man.
Not when I cook this way. Woo, I had, what was it, chicken a la king we made?
Oh, man, it was so good.
I made, it was really good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It was
You're a good cook.
Thanks, honey. Okay, you ready for our national days?
Yeah.
What? Sometimes they're really good.
Yeah.
Well, what is today? Okay, so National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day. I can get into that. I love raisinettes. National Cheesesteak Day. National Equal Pay Day. I have never gotten equal pay to when I worked with a man doing the same job as I did. Never.
Well, listen. Okay, let's say you had the job in Austin.
I did have a job in Austin.
Is
I was a co-anchor.
Okay, but the man,
he had been there longer.
Yes,
and that's what they that's what they told me. He was there longer.
Yeah.
So, I said, did I get the same amount of money that he did starting then? Because that's what the point should be.
Mm-hmm.
So if he started at, I'm just pulling this out of the sky. If he started at 50 grand. Does that mean I'm starting at 50 grand? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, they said yes.
Right. That wasn't the amount, by the way, but I did add on a little bit just because I was great at negotiating tactics.
Tactics. Sounds like Will Ferrell.
I don't think I agree with your tactics. Yeah.
Oh, that was John C. Reilly.
If you ain't first, you're last. Ricky Bobby.
They are hilarious together. I love them.
I do too. They're so good. And then Thursday, National Lobster Newburgh Day.
Hey, I saw it was a lobster truck.
The Cousins Maine Lobster?
Yeah.
Okay. Food truck.
Yeah. Going down Highway 55 near where we live. And I wanted to follow him. I mean,
that's some of the best lobster rolls.
So good.
And I mean, we've been to the heart of it. Like, we were in Cape Cod and Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, where like we had lobster every single day. And this Cousins Maine Lobster, they were on Shark Tank.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're here in this area. They have several food trucks and then they have like a place. Remember that downtown place that they have downtown Raleigh? And it is so delish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a great lobster roll.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. Because so many places serve the lobster in like a little lobster salad, like it's cold. I like the hot buttered. Oh, we're going to have donuts and lobster, Bob.
That goes together like hammers and panties.
Let me put an order in at the Publix. Some Krispy Kreme donuts and some lobster tail, please. They'll be like, what is wrong with these people? Speaking of food, by the way, yay us. We made like over 80 pierogies today.
Yeah, I did.
We...
I'm kidding, we did.
Filled with potatoes and cheese. Like it's a big tradition in my family for the main holidays. So we make them, well, I guess twice a year for Christmas and Easter. And so we made them at our house for Christmas. They were like, okay. They turned out okay. But I think we did a much better job this time. So we'll be sharing that with my parents.
I was exhausted. I mean,
Bob was like sweating.
Yeah. I was the roller.
Yeah. He had to roll it all up, roll out the dough. It's like a noodle dough. It's like, you know, pot, like if you're making homemade noodles or pasta, it's that kind of dough. And I was the everything else. Anyway, it was very fun. We'll have to let you know how it is. Yeah. Delicious for sure. Love you, Bobby.
Love you, Lou. We love y'all so much. Thank you so much for listening and telling somebody about the show.
And keep sending your questions and comments. I'm still getting a lot of messages from people, so we'll make sure we address some of those as well.
We got to go.
We got to go.
Bye.
We got to go get some donuts.